Today we say hello to our listeners on WBBA in Pittsfield, Illinois. Listeners there know that just over a century and a half ago, there was a frequent visitor to their hometown, a man none other than Abraham Lincoln. Although Lincoln visited many towns in the state, this one holds some unique stories, and we'll go there on today's edition of the American Countryside. Harvest is complete, and many corn producers are already thinking about next year's crop. AgriGold knows farmers want high yields, advanced genetics, and proven traits, but it's pointless if you can't match the proper hybrid to your field. AgriGold simplifies the process and helps you find the perfect match for your corn acres. The giant, regional, and limited series hybrids have proven results, and there are options to fit every field. AgriGold's global breeding program and knowledgeable agronomists will help you grow more corn on every acre. Contact your local corn specialist at 800-262-7333. Or visit AgriGold.com.
This holiday season, don't forget to stop by our online store at AmericanCountryside.com. There you'll find Andrew's award-winning books like The Man Who Was President for a Day, Where Does Lost Luggage Go?, and Making Mountains Out of Molehills. We'll even personalize them for gifts, and there's always free shipping at AmericanCountryside.com. While you're there, take a listen to some of your favorite American Countryside features and browse the scenic route, the new expanded version of the American Countryside. Give a slice of Americana this Christmas. Log on at AmericanCountryside.com.
Abraham Lincoln was born in Kentucky, grew up in Indiana, and spent much of his married life in Springfield, Illinois. Kathy Zimmerman says Pike County, Illinois, shouldn't be left out of the discussion.
He campaigned here in 56 and 58, came for professional reasons. He did try cases. He left the circuit. We were never on the circuit. But he left the circuit and came over here because he knew so many of the leading attorneys. So he practiced law here. But the personal friendships, he had several really close friendships here in town.
One of those political campaigns included a stop for dinner in Pittsfield.
Lincoln campaigned here in 1858, and Reuben Scanlon was the mayor. Scanlon was going to host an elaborate dinner after the speech, and Lincoln did what Lincoln was known to have done. He stayed uptown telling stories.
Most people enjoyed Lincoln's stories, not Mrs. Scanlon.
He was late to get down to Mrs. Scanlon's house, and her dinner grew cold, and she had evidently fixed turkey and dressing and all the wonderful things you could fix back then.
There was only one thing still hot by the time Lincoln arrived. Mrs. Scanlon's anger.
By the time he arrived at the Scanlon home, her dinner was cold, and she met him at the front door and told him he was the most good-for-nothing man she'd ever met, good for nothing but talk.
Stories such as Lincoln's cold dinner at the Lincoln home are a part of the Talking Homes Tour. Visitors can drive by many of the homes and hear stories about Lincoln on their car radio as a part of the tour. Another story next time as we travel the countryside. In Pittsfield, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.